Hey, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Gemma MMA. Oh, hi. Is it possible to speak to Andrew Wood, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Andrew. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you? You okay?
All right, yeah. Now,
oh,
I did...
God. I was... Sorry, go on.
Sorry,
I thought you were going to say something then. We're just calling just to make sure that we have the correct details for you. Just take a brief statement from you just to get the case submitted. Is that okay, Andrew?
Yeah, well, I think you've wanted these before and they said, yeah, nothing. I didn't really suffer abuse in care, but I was basically put
right
on the streets from care. So,
right, okay, okay.
And quite a long time homeless.
And it was in Scotland, yeah?
Yeah.
Basically, right, okay.
I was in a children's home up in Elgin, Andrew Thompson.
Yeah.
And then when I was 15, they put me in some hostel, and then I basically was kicked out of there. And basically... Before I was 16, I was on the streets of London. So, I've done about 25 years of sleeping rough. But
oh, bless you. Okay. And you spoke to someone about it already, and they said that they couldn't do anything with it. Who was it that you spoke to?
Oh, I can't remember. It was probably one of these ads that I responded to on the
Right, okay. So just going back to the care home, it is hard because it's to do with the Scottish government. It's not just like a care home. There's a few different reasons why you can claim it back, if that makes sense. So if I just ask you a few things, just to see, you know, what there is there for you with regards to the care home. So it doesn't have to be like physical abuse or mental abuse. Well, mainly mental abuse, to be honest. So even if it was just things like they belittled you or spoke to you badly, things like that, that does still class as, you know, abuse. And then obviously what happens to you later on, that would like kind of like be in the claim as well, if that makes sense. So like in the actual care home, like how long was you in there for?
3 years.
3 years. So I'm sure in that 3 years there was things that happened to you that, you know, you probably thought shouldn't have happened. Like, even if it was just a case of, you know, they didn't, like, let you eat food at the like, same time as everyone else, like, they starved you, they hit you with anything like that at all that you can think of?
Up at night sometimes.
Say that again, Paris.
I was up at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite a lot of the times. So, yeah, obviously, my behaviour or whatever, but... messed up kid.
Exactly. So even like being constantly criticised, humiliated, belittled, being ignored, isolated, things like that. Did things like that happen, I take it, when you was in there?
Yeah. Much. Well, it's hard to explain, really.
I know it is, I know. And it's so long ago as well, isn't it? So you do kind of forget, don't you? You know.
I mean, I've constantly threatened. We're getting put to Rossi Farm. Remember that?
What's that?
Rossi Farm's another children's home, and I know
another children's home.
Abused, like, yeah.
So basically, they were scaring you. Scaring you into, like, oh, well, if you don't do as we say, we're going to move you in there. So that, you know, again, that is abuse.
Too much.
So, I mean, I can't see, you know, why we wouldn't be able to help you, because it's being failed by the Scottish government, Andrew, which obviously you have, haven't you?
Well,
I
totally feel failed by social work department, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because, like, my social worker at the time, we didn't get on at all.
Yeah.
I ran away from the kids home a few times and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
No, well, Honestly, from what you've just told me, I'm pretty sure we can help you. So let me just get a few details, okay?
Okay.
Because everything that you've described to me so far is definitely abuse, Andrew. So, you know, there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to claim. So can I just confirm your middle... Do you have a middle name at all?
I don't know.
No, okay. Was you known as anything else while she was in care? Did you have, like, any nicknames or anything like that that they might know you as?
No.
And could you confirm your date of birth, please?
Yeah, 11/1/72.
Thank you. And I've got your email as andywood72@icloud.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Like you say as well, like if it's been something that's had a knock-on effect and you've ended up on the streets for 25 years as well, Andrew, that's so bad. I'm so sorry that you went through that.
Yeah, I mean, I suffer depression and anxiety. I don't really get out much now.
Yeah. That's it. So it's had like a knock-on effect for the rest of your life, hasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I can't see why you wouldn't have a case there, Andrew, definitely. So the care home that you was in, can you remember the name of it?
It was Andrew Thompson House.
Andrew Thompson House.
And that was in Elgin.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, Elgin, I've got it. Okay, so can you remember how old you was when you was in there?
I think from when I was 12, I first went in there, and then I was 15, and they put me to, I think it was called a semi-independent living unit. They put me in one of them in Aberdeen called Airy Hall House. And then, that was basically to
teach help you to get
independent
ready for
or
it.
Whatever, yeah. And I remember back then, it was like the jobs we had was like YTS schemes. So it was like £28.50 a week, and we had to, you know, buy all our own food and things like that. And I struggled with that, and basically, because I kept asking the staff for food and stuff like that, I was basically kicked out, and then, I ended up on the streets. So
you just kicked out because you was asking for food?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's horrible. Oh, right, okay. Well, I'll just go through the care home first. Then we'll talk about that one as well. Okay, that's all right, Andrew. So, so when you was in the home, did you say that I know it is hard to explain, but if I put on here that obviously, you know, it was more mental abuse than physical abuse, and you was spoke to badly, like belittled, isolated, would you say that all sounds about right? You ignored things like that?
I'm not really sure, yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to kind of conform. Yeah,
don't worry, you're not going
to
have... It's not a case of, like, the gun...
Go on.
Yeah, go on. No, go on, sir.
Things, like, you do things wrong, like, you know, you'd... have to do all the dishes for everybody, like morning, noon, and night. When I ran away, I'd be they'd take all my clothes off me, and I'd basically be in my pajamas for 2 weeks, having to do school from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, as well as doing the dishes, all the dishes throughout the day for a couple of weeks for everybody, stuff like that.
That's abuse, Andrew. That's 100% abuse. So did you say you was forced to stay in your pyjamas?
Pretty much, yeah. I couldn't run away.
Yeah. So do all the housework, well, do all the washing and go to school. But you didn't have to go to school in your pajamas.
No, they didn't, yeah. No, they kept me off school. Well, I didn't go to school. For the first couple of years, they schooled me in the children's home. So we did like an hour of maths, yeah, an hour of English. And then that was it. And then when I was 14, they put me to Elgin Academy to basically
have
my education kind of thing.
Right, okay. So you was only having 2 hours a day of schoolwork, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you, I did ask you this before, but can you remember if, like, as punishment, if they, right, well, you're not having your food tonight, or would they ever, like, hit you with a ruler or anything like that that you can think of, Andrew? Like, I know it is hard to remember.
No, I don't think so, no. I never got hit.
Fine. No, okay. But sometimes mental's just
rolled me up on the carpet one time. I can't remember what. That was or what, but I don't know, yeah.
But that was the staff members, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I'd be... can often have to sit in the corridor and then get a lecture.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, you know, just from misbehaving.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'd make you, like, isolated from everyone else and stand you in the corridor,
yeah?
And that was if you, like, misbehaved.
Yeah. But, I mean, to be fair, I thought the kids' home were not too bad, you know. Just basically, at the end of that, but... 15, they just fucked me off, you know.
Yeah. It's still bad, though. Because, like, the way that they treated you in the kids' home, even though you don't think it's that bad, it is. So that probably had, like, a knock-on effect why you started misbehaving, and then that's how you've ended up in that situation, Andrew. So it definitely, you know, it's all had a knock-on effect, hasn't it, really, of how, you know, how it happened and how it turned out.
Very much, yeah.
Okay. Was you allowed to make friends in the care home, can you remember?
Well, not within the care, within the children's home, yeah. But not really. Couldn't go out and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless it was with
staff. So you wasn't, like, allowed to socialise kind of thing, yeah?
Not out of the kids' home, no.
No, so for 3 years you pretty much was just in the kids' home, would you say?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
If we went out, it would be with staff.
Yeah, okay. And obviously you were getting older then, weren't you, like 14, 15, that's when you are out and about, isn't it, when, with your friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So you ran away quite a lot?
About 4 times. Most of the time it was only for a few hours, really. There was one time I remember put me to school when I was 14.
Yeah.
Most people didn't, I was in kids' home and stuff, but then some kid come in and he's like, oh, I bet you wouldn't run away. I'm like, well, I bet you wouldn't. The train station at the time. fair enough, we did, and we ran away and trained to Aberdeen.
And he was brought back.
A train to Dundee, and then it was...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, actually, sorry. The Elgin train station, and it was delayed for 2 hours, and I'm thinking, well...
Yeah.
I don't back up at school. Going to get called because I'm in a kids' home, so we asked this taxi driver to take us to Aberdeen.
Yeah,
agreed, but he put our bags in the back, so we lost our bags in Aberdeen because we had to leg it from the taxi.
Oh, no,
the train to Dundee, it was was raining in Dundee, so we handed ourselves in to the police, and they were like, yeah, go away. You want to check, man?
Oh, yeah.
But it was about 3 days we were away. We got put in a kid's race in Dundee night, and then social worker picked us up, took us to my social
got
worker.
You back.
Went into a perpetual, and we legged it again.
Yeah.
And,
he was always running away.
I see my sister's boyfriend at a train station, and like, oh no. Next minute, there's loads of police running towards the train station. They got me.
Oh, God.
2 hours later, they came in to the boy. They were like, right, yeah, we're running away again. We're taking you back. So they ended up back to the kids' home. Like, yeah, and that's when I was kept in for weeks. Pajamas.
Right. In your pajamas, yeah. Oh, so you lost all your clothes in that car.
But yeah, well, I had clothes at the kids' home, but they wouldn't let me have them, like. And I had clothes, obviously. I had
so it's punishment. You were kept in your pyjamas. Okay. Does sound like, even though you think it wasn't bad, like, to an outsider, it does sound pretty bad, like, how they treated you, Andrew, to be honest. But like you say, it's just the norm for you back then, weren't it?
Yeah. What was it? Yeah, they offered me, before I moved out of the kids' home, they were like, oh, we can put you on a voluntary care order. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And it's like, well, basically, you don't have to see your social worker if you don't want to. I thought, yeah, that's brilliant.
I love that.
But, you know.
And then,
I suppose in a way, it's my fault because I said I don't want the support, you know, but I was 15 years old, man, messed up.
Yeah, but you didn't know, did you? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I'd have known it, I'd end up on the streets for so many years. Okay. But I've never really managed to settle down. I'm back in Scotland now.
Yeah.
Is a bit weird. It's nice being up here. I've got sisters that are close, but...
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's not the same, you know. I don't... At the outcast. I think they only wanted me up here because I remind them of my dad.
Oh, really? Sorry, I'm just typing up in a minute.
All right.
So, where are you living now? Are you living in your own place, or are you living with your sisters?
I've got a flat in Kintore now.
All right. Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm just writing about...
Two slip discs.
Sorry, go on. Oh, have you? Oh, God, yeah. That's horrible, that, isn't it?
I think that's just from giving me rucksack around most of my life.
yeah. So it's giving you like bad anxiety and mental health, yeah? That's affected you your whole life, would you say, and you're depressed?
Much, yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. So I've finished the first bit about the actual care home. I won't be a second. We also need as well, Andrew, like, to be able to do this for you, we do need a form of ID. Would you have, like, a driver's license or a passport or a citizen's card, anything like that?
Really? I think I've got a provisional license that, all the wrong address.
Is it still in date? Is it still in date, though?
Well older.
It doesn't matter.
I think I did driving lessons when I was 17 or something. It was saying. But I did bring you. It's way
yeah,
out
that's
of date
fine
now.
For you to... Oh, is it out of date now? Would you have
I think I've got a birth certificate, which is in a bit of a state.
Yeah, that's fine. Birth certificate's fine. Would you? If you've got a bus pass that has your picture on it?
Yeah.
that's fine, we can use your bus pass. It doesn't have to be a driver's license or passport. As long as it's got your picture on it with your name and address, that's, or just your name, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
I just thought I'd ask you that. What I'll do is I'll send you a message on WhatsApp and you can send it me on there. And then we also need just one proof of address as well. So, like, just any letter that's got your name and your address on it and the date, if that's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll message you on WhatsApp in a second.
Yeah, I'll have to get me, have to look for some, well, I've put everything, I have to dig it all out
and
see what I've got.
Yeah, that's fine. Even if it's like, do you know, like say a letter from the doctors, anything like that, anything at all that's got your name and address on it, basically, and it's dated in the last 3 months.
Yeah. Should have, I think. Yeah, well, I've got, I think I've had, like, benefit letters recently.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah, that'll do.
I don't know, like I said, I'll have to dig them out. I don't know where I've put them.
Yeah, no worries, that's fine. Bear with me. Right, so the... Oh, could I just please also get your mum's name?
Sorry? My full name?
Can I get your mum's name, please? No, your mum's name.
Name.
Yeah.
I think at the time I was in the kids' home, it was Fiona Wood. But she's now...
All it is. All it is, Andrew, like, if there's more than one Andrew Wood in the system, which there might be, it's just so they know who's the right one, that's all. Okay. So can I get your dad's name as well?
His name is, I don't know if it's beyond that name, Keith Wood.
Keith Wood, yeah. And did you say you had brothers and sisters as well in care or?
No, they weren't in care.
No. So how many brothers and sisters do you have, please?
Oh, two sisters.
Two sisters.
Angela and Jackie.
Okay. I'm just going to quickly send you my number on what? Oh, have you?
Yeah, we only found out about one the other not long ago. Apparently, she was given up for adoption when she was a baby.
Oh, really? So
we've only just met her, like,
Oh, that's nice that you've met her.
Yeah. Quite funny, like, my sisters are all like, lardy-dardy with her, and I'm like, yeah, we're the outcasts.
Yeah. I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp, Andrew. If you just want to send me over your confessional, that'd be great. Right, so I'm just going to go on to the shelter. Was it? Did you say it was a shelter that you went into? And then that's where you've ended up on the street.
Yeah, it was a semi-independent living unit.
Semi-independent. Do you remember the name?
Yeah, Airy Hall House, AIRYHALL. Airy Hall House.
And you was about 16 when you went in there, is that right?
15,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was on the street by the time I was 16.
Right, so you was in there for a year.
Something like that, yeah. Maybe not quite a year, but...
That's fine. So would it have been like 1970 that you left there? 1971?
No. I was born in 72.
Oh, sorry.
It was 89 or something like that.
89. Sorry, I've got my dates mixed up there. Yeah, so you was in the other one from about 1980. Sorry, I've put you down as 1960. Right, so 1988. I'm just going on Andrew's Thompson House again. So that was about 1986 to 1989. And then the other one was about 1989. So we'll just put 1990. That's fine.
No, I was on the streets by 1989, so...
What's your? That would have been about 1987.
I was 12, so it would have been 1984 to 1987.
Yeah.
Kids home. And then.
Yeah, 1987, and then 1988. Right. Okay. So in this area hall one.
Yeah.
Did they treat you badly in this one, or what can you remember from this one?
Yeah, you just kind of left to it, really, because
yeah,
a member of staff there in the day, like only in the daytime, yeah. I don't know really what they were for, but yeah, you kind of just left on your own.
It was like your own. Was it like your own house, or was it like you was still in shared rooms?
No, you had your own bedroom. Kitchen,
yeah.
living area and all that was all shared.
Yeah, okay. So it was just kind of like, you went in there, they didn't really do anything to help you, but they didn't, like, abuse you or anything like that.
Yeah, didn't get abused. But, yeah, they didn't really help me either. Like I say, like, because we were getting, what, £28.50 YTS. Money, I don't know,
yeah.
Buy your fags and some beer and that would be gone.
yeah. And that was £28 per week, yeah?
Yeah. So,
so that obviously wasn't enough.
That's the food.
Yeah.
They were like, they're not using it right. So they kicked me out.
And then because you was asking for food because you wasn't getting enough money, they kicked you out, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they also didn't help you get a social worker, which, you know, is bad because you was only 15. They shouldn't even be giving you that option, should they? They should just
I had a social worker in it, but they offered me to go to this place and the option of not seeing my social worker, which I didn't get on with him. So it was like, oh, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of feel like they just fobbed me off with it. It's a social worker.
Yeah.
I've always thought about thinking about them because they totally failed me.
I shouldn't have
been on the streets for all that time, you know.
No, 100% not. So your social worker just wasn't interested in helping you at all. It was just
pretty much. Yeah.
In London, yeah.
So I ended up in London, yeah.
So you was on the streets for a while, but it wasn't always in London. You was in different places.
To start with, I did, it was London. I think it was 11 years or something like that on the streets.
Yeah.
And then I got a flat in London. But then I had no support with that either. And it was like,
yeah.
I thought my housing benefit was getting paid and all that. I put the claim in, but obviously it wasn't. After a couple of years, I
had
a few grand, and basically I got evicted from there. So ended up back on the streets. But I didn't go back on the streets like I was living on the streets before.
Yeah.
In doorway stuff. I bought a tent and I kind of travelled around and I was living in a tent all over the place. Right?
Yeah, okay.
But in total, I've never really settled down anywhere up until recently.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 54. So
yeah.
Getting too old for that kind of crap. But I think I've kind of been more settled the last 10 years. But this is my third flat. I got put into a flat which was full of junkies, and I was just like, yeah, I need to get out of here. And then
yeah.
I got a moved into a brand new house, a little one bedroom house, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was okay. But yeah, I was totally isolated. I had nothing. I was basically going to make myself homeless again because, you know, that's, I can do that. I've done it so long. I'm good at that.
Yeah, you kind of used to it.
Having to, yeah. But then, like, my sister's like, oh, move up here, move up here. And so I ended up moving up here. And I don't really see them that much either now. So I do see them, like, but...
Yeah,
because
you still feel isolated.
Yeah. I don't get out much.
No, bless them.
Even though I've got a bus pass and I could go anywhere. But
yeah, but you don't.
Yeah. I've got my curtains closed. I sit in, I kind of like sit in my little box. And...
Yeah, and just like you feel safe, like on your own kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You should get yourself out over them Scottish moors. Lovely up there.
Hello, yeah, I can't really walk that far without starting getting pain.
Oh, because you've got a sore back.
Yeah, I've got two slip discs, so.
And it's dangerous if you get them operated on, don't
they? Well, I was supposed to get operated on, but when I was down in England, they were going to operate. Like, when I first went and they did the first scan, they sent me to the hospital and they were on about keep me in for surgery, and I was like, oh, fuck this, I'm off. So I kind of I had no support or anything down there, and like just like major surgeries, like, you know, and there's, he goes, oh, there's 1 in 200 times you might not walk again, and I'm like, well
I've heard that,
I've moved up here. And I had the scan, and they basically said, "Oh yeah, we're not gonna operate, but
We'll
put you on a pain plan to manage the pain." And I'm like, oh, "That's nice, but yeah, that's not happened yet."
It's rubbish, isn't it? The system in the UK, it's so bad.
Yeah.
You don't get out much. Oh, sorry to hear that. I think I've got pretty much everything that I need. I just need to go through a few more things. The hard part is done now, Andrew. So we've gone through all the hard stuff. So thanks for going over that, because I know it's not easy. Whilst I'm just doing this, do you think you could just quickly grab your provisional and just send it over for me on WhatsApp?
Yeah, see if I can find it.
Thank you.
Oh, got me got.
Yeah, take your time. Can I just ask, you've not got any terminal illnesses at all, have you, Andrew?
No.
Could you just confirm your postcode for me?
Yeah, AB510RN.
Thank you. That's Forest Road, yeah? And the door number?
Yeah. It's 24 Deers Den.
Yeah, got you.
Right, I found my original.
Perfect.
I really hope the best on it then.
That's all right, as long as it's in date, that's all that matters.
And then you need something.
Yeah, just any letter at all.
Right, so we've got provisional. Let's have a take I'll put the next bit. guests on there.
Yeah, that's great.
Send it to you off, but yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. Just to make you aware as well, Andrew, like, we're not clutching at straws with this. With regards to obviously what you've been through, provided you have had some form of abuse during your time in care, which you have, from what you've told me, you have done, then the case will be successful. So we're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of them have already shut down. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who were liable, and they were funding the neglect to begin with. So they've already started paying out for these cases. So the average claim is between £48,000 to £65,000. Could be more, it could be less. But obviously, we know it's not just about the money, Andrew. You know, it's just to, you know, get you some justice for what you've actually been through as well because of the care system. And what they'll do is they will also be able to get all of the information from the authorities. So even if you have tried to in the past and you've not been able to because they've said, oh, we've not got the information anymore, things like that, they do still have it, the authorities, so we will get that for you, so don't worry about any of that. Because like you say, it's hard to remember as well what you've been through. So that's brilliant. Thank you for sending them over for me. Now, what we need to do as well, and yeah, that's fine. Yeah, they're perfect. Thank you for that. Now, Andrew, just in case anything was to happen to you within the next year, we just need to add, well, if you want us to, add on a beneficiary. Is there anyone that you would like us to put as a beneficiary for you, just in case anything was to happen?
My daughter, really, but I don't know her address or anything like that. So we're not really
that's fine.
Talking
just give me your daughter's name. Yeah, Shana, that's fine. Just give me your daughter's name.
N-N-A.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, say that again.
Shana. It's I-A-N-N-A.
I-A-N, sorry, I keep missing it, keeps breaking up. Say that again, sorry. Is it beginning with an F?
Send you a name on WhatsApp.
Yeah, send it me on WhatsApp. Sorry, it kept breaking up then.
Yeah, that's it.
That's Yana, brilliant. Yeah. Don't worry about like a number and stuff for now, like, because you're going to get a caseworker, so you can give the caseworker the details, you know, if you do end up getting them, and like, you know, I'm sure it's only just in case anyway, so don't worry, Andrew, it's not really that important. So that's fine. Now, I just need to read a very small script to you as well, just to explain your funding options clearly, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? So we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Andrew. Now, with ours, the way it works is it is no win, no fee. So at no point, if we're not successful, do you have to pay a single penny out, okay? Our fee is 16%, that's it. So it works out about 20% with VAT. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, you get we take 20, you will get £80,000, Andrew. Is that okay? Brilliant. Okay. So that's pretty much everything done. So thank you for sending me that information over today, and obviously going through all of that, because I know it is stressful having to talk about it again, I'm sure, Andrew. I'm just going to send you a quick text message now as well that I just need you to sign for me, okay? And then we're all done.
How do I sign the text message?
Right, so I'll talk you through it. It's pretty straightforward. I've just sent you the message. Let me know when it comes through.
Yeah. click on the link.
Yeah, that's it. Click on the link and then you sign it with your finger. And then it'll say execute all documents, and then it's like a blue button that you press.
Right, I'll sign it, and then, oh, it's gone.
It's all right, oh. Do it again.
So do I press the button on the top?
The blue button.
Execute document.
Yeah, so it says execute documents, and then there's a blue button. Yeah, don't worry. It'll work. You just press execute all documents, then press the blue button, and then that blue button sends it to me. If it doesn't let you, it might just be because you're on the phone. Sometimes it depends what phone you've got, whether it'll let you send it or not.
Yeah, that's sent. I think that happened.
It's sent. I've not had it yet. Yeah, sign and complete. Yeah, I've got it. Brilliant. Thank you for that. It's a bit fiddly, that, sometimes. Right, so that's everything done, Andrew. Okay, so good luck with everything. You know, I know you've been through a lot, so I really hope you get somewhere with this. But like I say, everything you've told me, it does sound like you know, you have got a claim there. So I won't worry too much, okay? No, nothing like that. No. You don't have to go to court. You don't have to face anyone that, you know, that you've obviously been through. Everything is pretty straightforward. We do everything for you. So you will get a phone call probably in the next week or so from a caseworker welcome call. So you can always speak to me if you want to, because you've got my number. But you will get a caseworker. So what they're going to do, they're going to go through everything with you that me and you have gone through today, just to make sure you've got all of the right information, okay? And then they will be the ones that are dealing with it. So you will get your own designated caseworker to help you through it all, Andrew, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's their number. So my number's on WhatsApp. So you can message me on WhatsApp, you know, if you ever need me. But that's the number that they're going to ring you off to go through everything with you, okay?
That's caseworker, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, Andrew. So good luck with everything anyway, okay?
Yeah.
What's that?
They're all a bit shaky, so...
Oh, don't worry. Honestly, I know it is hard to go through, so don't worry. They're really helpful. They'll help you as much as you can do, okay?
Right.
All right, Andrew. All right, have a nice day. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.